Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I was thinking of just being real and giving you, you know, my heart, which is what I try to do each time we talk. I have been experiencing some challenges and unable to speak. So I finally gave in, and I took the medication that I don't like, but it gave me my voice back, and I am breathing better. And so today I was being thankful and contemplating what I can do, and at 3 o'clock I heard gunshots. I literally heard gunshots, and I counted them, because a lot of times people say, oh, I think it's cars backfiring or firecrackers. These were neither of those two, and so it took me a little bit to steady myself. It took me a little while to steady myself, get my faculties right, and breathe. Because I had never heard gunshots that close in proximity. And maybe it was the type that was different too. And I've heard a lot of things. But this time it was different. And so I rushed to my security cam. Wasn't going off. And so I thought, okay, maybe it's something different. And then I thought, no, it's nothing different. So I Googled, and I asked Siri to bring up the latest news. And there it was. There literally was someone that had been shooting. And so what I do when that happens is I try to figure out where everyone is at that moment. And I try to find out what's going on, and then if I have anybody in the area, I try to alert them in case there's any traffic issues or police involvement or anything like that. And so I sat with that, and it really changed the trajectory of what I wanted to write about today, because I was just excited to have voice, right, and to be able to breathe a little bit better. And I think I'm a little shaken, and I didn't realize that before. And so this has been 4 hours now. And yeah, it was very life altering. And so I wanted to talk to you about really what's on my mind. Because at the time that this happened, I was fighting with a migraine, with a slight headache. I don't even want to call it a migraine, but a headache, and I was trying to my best to ignore it. But once those projectiles were sent out, I just felt this pressure in my mandibular joint, you know, and this tension in my head. And I was thankful that no one was seriously hurt. Right? But then I caught myself and I said, what is serious to one person is maybe not serious to someone else. In reality, I don't want anyone shot. And so it put me back in that place I always find myself when I think, how can I make a difference? What can I do? Right? But the interesting thing is, now I know what an AK-47 sounds like. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? And see, I think some people maybe see them on the news, or they've seen them at shooting ranges, or they might even have them, right? But wow, wow. It just put a whole lot of feelings in my heart, you know, it made me think of who needs to be home. And I thought everyone deserves to be able to walk home, drive home, take the bus home. However they get home, they deserve to make it there. And I wanted to go outside, and I just wanted to scream into the wind and raise my hands to the sky, or even take out a page in the newspaper, right? And remind the world of the golden rules. I wanted to ask every community mother, auntie, and grandmother to ask their neighbors to join their hands, right? And I'm not asking anybody to sing like you're around the campfire. That's not what I'm asking right now with everything going on. Maybe hands aren't the best idea. But we've got to start communicating more love to everyone we meet. We've got to start helping when we can help, even if we do it anonymously. You know, we've got to turn the tide on the violence so that everybody understands that that's not the way. As I listened to this mother, and I listened to an officer, or even the reporter, I apologize, I was listening and not looking. He was saying that the gentleman had asked the question and then came back later, right? And so it didn't sound like it was any kind of altercation, but I don't think it takes a whole lot now, right? And so my thought was, what was in that young man's heart that made him, first off, drive around with one? And then why would he choose to harm someone? Because when you use your hands, a weapon, whatever it is at your disposal, even words, you're making a choice to hurt, harm, inflict damage, pain, and in some cases, death. And I don't know that is what anyone is put here for, right? Because to me, that's the behavior of the enemy of our soul and our spirit. And so I'm just hoping that everyone will do what they can to bring more love into the communities. It also made me think of some of the giants that we had lost in the last 5-10 years in the different communities, and probably even 20 years ago. We need those type of spirits to rise. We need those kind of people who knew what it meant to mother an unmothered child, who knew how to help the single mother down the street, who would buy the diapers or fix a meal or change a tire or buy a school book so a child could go to college. Those are the kind of people we need. And nothing changes if we all keep saying we need to change. The only way this changes is if we act to make a change. So I'm going to ask you to do what you can, right? Sow love with the thought and the intention to negate the hate. Everyone needs someone, especially when we're feeling alone. We have to remind each other that we are loved, that we are needed, and that we matter. So if I could change the world with my voice, with one hot thought, a hug, or a scream to the sky in love, I just want you to hear me and understand. You are my sister. You're my brother. You may be my niece or my nephew. You're somebody's sister. somebody's brother, somebody's mother, father, with someone's loved one. And everyone that you meet is somebody's loved one too. So let's have a different day. Let's do something different in the streets. Let's sow seeds of love and stop the hate. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are, walk in love and make a difference. Until we speak again, be well.
We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in His Word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.